This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show starring Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of the Talkers Magazine. I'm doing this like the Tonight Show. Starring Johnny Carson, starring Michael Harrison, and me, I'm Ed McSteffen. Charts for the week of May 25th to the 29th. All right. You have to have a little levity at the beginning, because this list...
This really stinks.
With the exception of the launch, and the launch didn't even take off.
No.
We got lots of things here to chew on. Why don't we get started with you going through the stories and the people list, Michael? And
All right, we'll crawl our way through this list, this nasty little list. At number 10, we have the SpaceX launch that took place on Wednesday. It was postponed and might happen or might not happen this weekend, depending upon when you're listening to the show. At number 9, psychology and personal relationships. People are depressed. At number 8, the mic...
No, you think? let's see if I can burn down a police station to express my my distress, dislike, and frustration. Yes.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. At number 8, we have the Michael Flynn case, which just seems like a throwback to the good old days when we used to have partisan bickering.
Steve Wiseman and his advice when we need it.
You know, or having... the political parties and the powers that be now wanting the other side not only to lose but to be arrested and imprisoned. We've reached a great point.
China.
It's scary. It's hard to even make light of it. Speaking of China, number 7, U.S.-China relations and a little problem in Hong Kong. At number 6, we have the George...
Nothing that a few good shots wouldn't take care of on the part of the Chinese.
Like a third world war, a cyber subversive war that we're in, and people better start waking up to that. At number 6, the George Floyd case.
Wow.
And that as we speak, is raging across the country. Even it's spreading out of Minneapolis. There are fires and riots and all kinds of nasty stuff going on. That's tied with, partially no longer, but earlier in the week, the Amy Cooper incident, where the African-American birder had the police called on him for simply telling the woman to put a leash on her dog in a place in the park where leashing is the rule.
Have you ever heard the expression Karen? The ladies on the DJV program referred to her as a Karen. I hadn't ever heard that.
A Karen?
Before,
I don't know. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it means that she's a whining liberal from a big city, basically, who's got issues with... And everything's an issue, and I have a problem with everybody, and it's just, you can look at her face kind of, and I shouldn't probably say this, but she looked kind of the part. You can imagine, you know what I'm talking about, there's people who have issues with everything. They have, everybody's gone out to get them. And it's
they also tell people what to do in public, and I'm all for a certain level of social pressure, but I'm not thrilled about people who say,
there you go.
Should,
thank you.
Yeah, but in this case, he was the one that was complaining about her. It wasn't that she was complaining about him. He was this birder. He's a birder.
Right.
He's a
and
bird
he's being
watcher.
Confronted with this dog chasing,
chasing the birds away.
Right.
So he's simply, I don't know the tone of voice. Maybe he said, you should put your dog on a leash. But regardless, race relations are at number 6, but at the moment we're talking, they're actually number 1, but this is a weekly survey, not a daily survey, although the way things change so quickly nowadays, Memorial Day, which was part of this week, seems like a month ago.
Gonzo. Right. You know, maybe we ought to start doing this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show every day as a special
one
hour.
Why don't we do it hourly?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, why don't we just give up
this
our lives?
Top
why don't we just
are?
Sacrifice everything else in our lives and just sit here yeah. and talk about? Well, I mean, at least we're on the delivering end of this, as opposed yes. to walking around consuming it and mm-hmm. making ourselves crazy like so many people do. There are yep. people that are addicted to this news cycle, and that's all they think about. Everything they see is exaggerated in their mind, although it is pretty exaggerated stuff. Yeah. You've got to be able to get through this stuff without it consuming you.
So,
and one more thing, and that's one of the reasons it's sad that we don't have sports right now, because sports provides
yeah.
that.
You're yeah, going to say. Well, I was thinking to your point exactly. For some people, the most important part of this George Floyd case was the arresting of a CNN reporter. That seemed to trump, if you'll pardon the pun, all the rest of the stuff that really is the story. This guy became the story. And it was that way for hours. Oh, look at that guy, the CNN reporter. I mean, as far as CNN was concerned, the business of George Floyd went out the window, and the fact that their reporter got arrested was the breaking news for hours. So it's, again, making them more important than the real story.
Wow, I feel guilty because I've been running around saying, can you believe they arrested CNN? I was upset by that. I see that as a free yeah. speech issue.
Yeah, I don't say, yeah, but it's not more important than the... Well, maybe I'm not going to put thoughts in your mind. For those of us who do this...
What's more important than everything happening? Everything in its own way is important. These are all important issues.
Well, that's why talk radio is so exciting, frankly. You can find an angle... The more creative the hosts are, the better the conversation, finding more angles for people to consider. And then they say, as they're listening to the program, geez, I never thought of that. Or I didn't know that. That's the, for me, that's the sign of a great talk radio program. So anyway, excuse me.
Well, it's called those are called takeaways, and that's yeah. the whole point. Give people something that they don't know, as opposed right. to rehashing the same old thing, which a lot of people do in media discussions.
Yeah.
They just want to hear the same
yeah.
points over and over yeah. and over again. It's like, yep. okay, enough already.
Let's hear the top 30 songs. Number one gets played every hour.
Well,
the hit radio station. Remember that from when we were kids. Play the hits. Number one every hour.
Yeah. Right now, all we have to do is just play Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Has the music industry progressed past Taylor
Gaga.
Smith? Or is that
yeah,
the...
Gaga. No,
Gaga's 10 years ago. Lady Gaga's
no, no,
10...
No,
there
Gaga's
are people
big.
That consider her an oldies act. It's
really?
Oh, absolutely.
She's got a great new bunch of songs out now just being released.
Oldies acts have new songs. I mean, you know. Yeah. But once you're an oldies act, you're an old... Yeah, look at that. So number five, we have Trump versus Twitter. At number four, we have Trump versus North Carolina over the RNC. And that's tied with
President Trump versus Fauci could be number three.
presidential race and politics. Don't you wish it was Trump versus Stefan? You'd become famous.
Yeah.
Not that you aren't all.
I'd make a wonderful president. I'm not sure I want to be president. I'd want to have you president. I'd be
You're not sure, like, what they offered it to you?
If it was offered to me, I would straighten things out right away. Mm. Everything would be smooth as glass. Fix it all.
If I were president, everybody would be happy and rich and healthy.
Absolutely.
And good. Everybody would be good.
Yeah.
At number, where the heck are we? At number three, healthcare, antibodies, testing, and masks.
Yeah.
And
another thing that's become political. It's whether even wearing a mask now is
political.
Yeah,
you wear a mask, someone will spit. If you wear a mask, someone will spit at you.
Oh my God!
I mean, the mask, the part. I'm going to make a bold statement.
Okay.
The political argument over masks is stupid and unproductive. Now, I don't like the word stupid. I like the word ignorant. But. The word stupid is more powerful than ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
A real negative brand of ignorance is stupidity. Think about that, folks.
Arrogance and ignorance is a Molotov
cocktail. Well, arrogance and ignorance, or arrogance is to pride what stupidity is to ignorance.
Ooh.
At number two. Yeah, I know. And you don't even know where that one came out of.
No, but you're probably something better. Yeah.
At number two, reopening process tied with the economy. And at number one, statistics and projections and the fact that...
How many more will die?
Well, we have 100,000 deaths in the United States. And there are people that are slicing and dicing and spinning that whichever way they want. But that's a lot more than died in Vietnam. And considering that the 100,000 deaths happened in a four-month period, that's a pretty startling and grim statistic, no matter how old, young, or the health of these people. It's 100,000 people who died that may not have died otherwise, and that's not good.
I have a friend, this is going to seem cold and crass, but I have a friend who's in the stone business. He makes headstones, and he's working almost around the clock and can't keep up with the orders because there are so many more people dying. Funeral business, great business to be in. That's the way it is. All right, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here reviewing the top 10 stories and the people that are on that list for you every week at this time. Speaking of what's on the radio every week, the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com has a menu of things that you can buy actually at half price. Or they love the term BOGO, buy one, get one free. They like that better at MyPillow.com. Whatever term you use, the results are the same. The results are you save a lot of money buying pillows at this moment, buying sheets, buying towels, buying duvet covers, buying any of the 900 jillion kind of MyPillows that they have, because they got lots of them, all of them there for you at MyPillow.com. Remember, you can wash and dry all of the pillows, so you keep yourself safe. And, the era that we're living in, we want to get rid of all the bugs, all the bad stuff that's around. So washing those pillows and drying them do great things for your health and well-being. So have them in every one of your bedrooms. And right now is a great time to buy because of the BOGO sale. Go to MyPillow.com. Get financing. If you end up spending more than $200, they'll help you out by financing your purchase. All at the Radio Listener Specials page by using the code DJV. You'll be able to get a hold of all of these fabulous MyPillow offers. BOGOs, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the talk zone, here we are trying to dispense with truth decay, which happens a lot on the radio, in the news, in our lives. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and in that role every week, we spend an hour together on the official countdown show, trying to make heads and tails of a lot of the stories that are on the charts, things about news talk radio that are important, whether it be about hosts or stations even, and maybe one of the big discussions this week is the condition of Rush Limbaugh and what he had to say about his life at the moment this week. I guess he's been off the air for a week or so and has made some interesting revelations this week, Michael.
Well, he says that he's not feeling good. He used pretty descriptive terms, and it's unfortunate, you know. What can I say?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It's a, you got that kind of cancer, man. There's nothing worse than that, and I think he said he'd been worthless, virtually useless, and there's no point in me going on the air. And you know, it's hard to
concentrate on the kind of keen observations and the angles you were talking about before and the nuances of things, especially when you're considered the leader in that particular realm. It's hard to do that when you don't feel well, especially when you're fighting for your life and the reality of your life supersedes the seriousness of your job.
But sometimes that's a good distraction, especially being as dedicated as he has been over the years to doing the program. It's been kind of his life. Mm-hmm. And so to have that as a distraction from whatever else the guy must be going through on a day-to-day basis, that none of us can really, unless you've been there, had that experience, we don't know what he's going through. You can't possibly imagine. It would be good for him to help a lot of people who may be going down the same street at some point in time to hear what his experiences are, what he's going through, what he's thinking, how people are helping him, what he wants from life at this point in time. I think if he just wanted to throw the towel in, he'd stay off the air, but he obviously wants to be on the air as much as he can be.
Well, he wants from life. He's already said he wants more months and maybe even more years. That's what he wants. He wants to live, and that's what it's about.
Yep, sure is.
But it's hard to concentrate on things like this. It's hard to write. It's hard to put thoughts together when you're sick.
You know,
being on the radio and doing a job is a distraction, from that, but doing it well. And you got to understand, every word he says is scrutinized.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of pressure takes it beyond just being a distraction.
You know, it's gotten to the point where it's not fun a lot of times anymore when everything... There was an incident, actually, on my DGV program this week. I don't know if incident is the right word, but somebody listening to our station in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, called to complain that we had said something that wasn't true. Victoria Keeling, one of the participants, said something about some of the virus having originated or been brought to America from Europe and not from China. And somebody got so upset about what she said, they called the station manager in Harrisburg, or I think it was Harrisburg, and she got to the syndicator, and they got to us, and I'm trying to figure out, it was a passing comment in maybe 2 seconds, but I mean, I'm happy people are listening that carefully, but what are they listening for, and why is that something that they call the management of the station about to find out, to tell us that we're wrong, that it came from China?
The least of their crimes in this has been to cover up information that would have perhaps saved lives. And the worst that they've done is maybe they perpetrated this. That's speculation. But the Europe thing was that the virus had spread greatly to Europe, and that on the East Coast, particularly New York, most of the people who came down with it contracted it from Europeans who had come to this country, as opposed to from Chinese.
Yeah.
So it's all
Here's
true.
Here's the clarification for the listening WSBA listener who may not have been satisfied with whatever else was said. 29 after the hour.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the Buffalo Method. Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember, the seasons never end.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across America last night marked night 6 of demonstrations that in many cases turned violent after the death of George Floyd at the hands of police a week ago today. Many cities again seeing looting, arsons, and clashes with police. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien blaming Antifa for these violent protests.
These Antifa militant radicals who come into our cities and cross state lines and they're organized, it's got to be stopped.
In New York City, the Democratic mayor's 25-year-old daughter was arrested after taking part in a Manhattan protest. Reports are Ciara de Blasio refused to move out of the street after police declared an unlawful assembly during a protest on Saturday night. They say she didn't tell deputies she was the mayor's daughter. She was given a ticket. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
A trio of suspects now facing federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during weekend violence in New York City. Documents indicate the Brooklyn lawyers Collinford Mattis and Arouj Rahman had explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. And in another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, which is north of the city, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn that had officers inside at the time. President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite 4 additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of 7 largest economies an outdated model. And China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting after the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism. The official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Cheever's Crow, we haven't talked about Dancing with the Stars or The Masked Singer yet, Michael. That could be something that we prominently missed here. Maybe we better get to that.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, right. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, every week at this time. He's here for the information of the people listening to the program. This program gets heard over a course of 3 days, actually, in different venues, different stations, so they try to encapsulate as much as they can, but as Michael said earlier on, things are changing so quickly, sometimes you can't stay on top of all of these things, but doing our best to do that with the stories in the People List. Also, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at talkers.com. The essence of what people are doing, can we go back to politics for a second and the presidential race? I saw a headline, and again, I'm so put off by the Huffington Post as a specific organ of misinformation or anger or hatred. The headline reads, "Rank-and-file Republicans turn on Trump." Can you realize? Can you imagine how ridiculous that looks to anybody who actually knows what's going on? And it's almost like these people have become caricatures, or the stories are caricatures of themselves and their desire to misrepresent or just make stuff up and have it presented as if it were news.
Well, or they're telling what they think is the truth based on their own lying to themselves. That's wishful thinking. You know, they think they must be turning on him because I don't like him. So you're right, but it's that's a ridiculous headline.
It really is. So here's one. There are again, Democrats versus Republicans. The Democrats are upset because one of the reps from Pennsylvania and the House of Representatives there apparently hid the fact that he had COVID-19. He told the leadership of his party, but he didn't inform his colleagues. So he tested positive for COVID-19. He informed members of his party, but he didn't tell any Democrats. He told Republicans he had it, but he wouldn't tell any Democrats. I mean, have we gotten to that? We laugh at silliness, the absurdities of what goes on in the name of politics. And will it go away?
It's ugly. It's ugly. Will it go away? I don't know.
Do we survive?
I thought that the coronavirus was going to be the thing that quashes all of this partisanship. But if anything, it's only enhanced it.
Yeah. Well, to a point. But can we continue to live and function this way?
No.
Can we?
No.
I don't see it working. I don't.
No. No, it has to. We have to do something about it. Look, debate is good. Free speech is good. And, you know, many different parties, two parties and more, is a good thing. We don't want one party. We don't all want to agree. But when we disagree to the point that we're not able to function, we become dysfunctional. And we're becoming dysfunctional. And the coronavirus is exposing that dysfunctionality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. You know, with regard to that, and something that may be considered shop talk or inside, one of the things this week that were echoed in my ear, and I'm glad to see some other people taking this apart, the advertisers on talk radio programs and others, television, they need to drop this togetherness message. There's some research that shows Americans are just tired of hearing, "We're all in this together," from advertisers. They want some creativity. They don't understand the creative process, but they do know, and I noticed that. I actually said that on the air about a month ago. I'm tired of already hearing, "We're in this together." Okay, what does that do for anything or anybody? But these are the focus groups that were used to look at some of the advertising.
I think it would be much more positive if it said, "We all stink. Not just you, everyone." How's that?
We're all stupid. Maybe that's better.
Yeah.
We're all in this together, and we're all stupid. Mm. That's it. Huh? Why not? Take a shot of that.
I wonder how history will look at this period, because it's all going to be available on video. And, you know, historians in the future are going to have much better evidence in terms of deciphering the past than we do because of the incredible technology we have. And it's just going to be interesting when we're separated, we meaning the human race, 50 years, 100 years from now, separated from the emotion of this and the dire immediacy of it. It'll be very interesting. I think that we may not look that good.
I don't think we look that good now. Never mind. I'm being then. Do you have a morning routine that involves testing yourself? Do you have a fever screener, or do you have a thermometer that you aim at your forehead to see what your temperature is? Have you done that?
No.
No.
No, I haven't. I maybe I should.
Well, I decided I would try it. So I sort of stumbled on myself. I decided I'd order a thermometer because I couldn't find one at a drugstore. And it was at a point where I was in a hurry and I didn't really pay a lot of attention. It became a joke when I got it, though, because of two things. One,
it came from China and didn't work.
Well, it came from China and it's Celsius only.
What is that? Maybe we'll learn what the normal human temperature Celsius is. Oh, gosh, that's too much for
38.7, I think it is, or something like that.
Oh, I can't handle that.
No, it's very difficult. It's so foreign to us.
Oh, all these foreign things.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's amazing. Yeah. But I will. I'm going to share something also with regard to the whole China thing. People think I'm obsessed with it. I had to buy a new scale because my old scale didn't work. So I spent an hour and a half online trying to find a scale, and finally did, that was not made in China.
Right.
And it was, you know, about the same price, $60 or whatever it was. And so then another incident this week where, you see, because I'm very much on the air talking about how I want to eliminate doing business with anything that's connected to China. But you know how hard that is? As you know, I have a farm, and I have tractors, and tractors get flat tires. So I needed tubes for a couple of flat tires. Do you think I could find... I said to the guy at the tire store, I want, whom I know, I've been doing business with for years, I said, I want tubes, but I don't want any made in China. He said, good luck. I said, what do you mean? He says, you can't find tubes that aren't made in China. You won't find any. No matter what the brand, they're all made in the same factory, and they're all made by the same company. Whether they have a Firestone brand on it, a Bridgewater or whatever, or the other Goodyear, makes no difference. They all come out of the same factory, and it's in China. So this is what we're, you know, we're confronted with that, maybe on a huge scale, thinking, you know, about what are we going to, what about the drugs?
Yeah, and as a result of this scenario that you're laying out, many, many powerful people and powerful companies that have economic benefit by dealing with China are the ones that are exercising that pressure to play down the seriousness of the problem we have with China. And some of them are news media. Some of them are major telecom companies. And we're not getting the truth. And the truth is, China poses a threat. This is not warmongering. We're sounding an alarm.
Exactly.
We're dealing with a country that is designed and has already admitted, read their literature, within the next 20, 30 years to surpassing the United States as the hegemonic power in the world.
Yep. Right. Yep.
And if everything you buy comes from China, and we're selling out our future to save a couple of bucks on a scale, then we deserve what's happening to us.
So what is it that will take? Is this enough for waking up the American public, or do we need something more drastic? I mean, you heard the premier of China say that we were starting a cold war by all the negative talk about China.
Yeah, we're starting it. We're starting.
Yeah,
we're starting the war, and Trump is using it as a distraction.
Yeah,
talking about the truth. That would be like saying, well, they called it appeasement. Chamberlain in England. I'll go and I'll talk to him. He's not so terrible. He's reasonable. Yeah. And everybody thought, you know, and Churchill was considered the radical whack job that's going to get us into a war. You know, you got to judge each situation individually. Evil does exist in the world. There are dangers. It's not la-di-da. You know, what's happened is we've become a nation of consumers. We'll put up with this for 8 weeks, 9 weeks, but after that, no. You know, let's get our way of life
the way it was before.
Stuff happens. And so what's the answer? I don't know if there is an answer. You know, just the idea that there's got to be an answer. I don't know if there's an answer. We may be facing a long period of problems here because of the preoccupation we have with the distractive aspects of stories that are important. It always turns into, like you said before, they arrested a cameraman. That's now the story.
Yeah. Right. The guy who gets killed by cops that should be in jail, instead of putting people in jail, they should be in jail. I guess they are now, or they've been arrested or some charge of murder.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the country's going to work through the timing of this amazing, like, it's a perfect storm. This virus, now we're going into summertime. People have been cooped up for months, so they already are, you know, you can see people going crazy, silly, but yet the reality of summertime on the beaches or whatever, I want to celebrate, I want to have a good time, and I'm tired of being locked up, and just because you're the governor, who the hell are you? I'm going to do what I want to do. And at what point does the civil unrest become, I mean, even the burning down of the police station in Minneapolis as a protest? You know, this kind of stuff happens when these sorts of things happen. You and I can go back to the Watts riots. You can go back to when Rodney Smith, Rodney King. Thank you. Remember that whole thing? Why can't we all just get along? What that did to the country? Burn down stores. Loot. Steal. Kill. Yeah. Hello. What does that do? What does that do to... But yet that's the mindset. And as we educate our people coming along more poorly than was the case when you and I were in school, certainly they don't have... I was with a 21-year-old kid this past week who said, I wished I'd had civics in school. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything about the government other than I'm going to vote for, you know, a Democrat. Whoever the Democrat is, I'm voting for him. That's all he knows about politics.
Yeah, no, we do need civics in school, and we also need media studies. We have to teach children how to use media in the 21st century, how to separate fact from fiction, how to have critical thinking. Media plays such an important part of our life that it should be the same as health. It should be the same as...
And they don't have health ed in school anymore either. They don't have phys ed, they don't have music. All of this is... These are great training grounds for being able to use the skills that are in your brain. And not to mention how to think. Not what to think, but how to think. And it's lost. The kids coming along today are so naive, and I don't want to sound like some old fogey, but man, I'll tell you, I think the naivete in the world today is a real crucial problem. And so anyway, we'll pause for a moment, and then I want to find out what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, the subject matter of the Michael Harrison interview, a conversation with an up-and-coming talk radio personality. Would you say that, how you describe
it? I'd say up-and-coming, yet been around a while. He spent a couple of years as a producer for Rush Limbaugh, got into talk radio around 2008, has been on stations in L.A., and now is in Charlotte, North Carolina at WBT. Charlotte, North Carolina is one of the epicenters of politics, and I talked to him about the convention and then some from the Charlotte point of view.
Brett Winterbull is his name. Find the conversation with Michael at mhinterview.com. Also, you can find it at talkers.com. You can find the lists from the charts this week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, I'm Doug Steffen.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to check in with Victoria Keelan as to the top five items this week from the world of technology that we ought to have on the top of our mind. We'll start with number five and move to number one, Victoria, the CBS licensing deal with John Krasinski. He's all over the place, and appropriately so, it would seem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be everywhere when it comes to Some Good News, which is his weekly YouTube series. It has now been licensed by Viacom CBS. That's the new merger that owns all of the Viacom and CBS networks. CBS All Access is their streaming service. They will now have the exclusive rights to Some Good News and all the new episodes. However, it's sad for fans of this because John Krasinski will no longer be hosting the show. He is going to be in the producing role now, and a new host is going to be announced at a later date. All of the episodes that are going to stream on All Access, they're going to also be shown on a number of other networks. It's unclear at the time where it will end up. Maybe MTV, maybe Nickelodeon, maybe even CBS, the sort of parent channel there. But his since he started this, he's got 2 million subscribers and 70 million views. And it's just been a little bit of Some Good News. It's exactly what he wanted to do during the pandemic while he was at home. And he had some really great viral moments going live with his former Office co-stars. So a lot of people like it. CBS All Access is $5.99 a month with ads and $9.99 a month without ads.
Number four this week is a focus on the major technology companies exploring the work-from-home options.
Yeah, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Twitter, the four sort of biggest names, minus Amazon, of course, the four big names in tech in the U.S. are now all exploring what the new workforce is going to look like. And it looks like, according to Facebook, they have nearly 45,000 employees, and they said that looking even 5 to 10 years down the line, that they are planning to have at least half of those employees working from home. And so a lot of companies are looking to these big companies to see what they're going to do and how they're going to structure their workforce. And you'll see smaller companies probably copying this. And Zuckerberg said that a Facebook employee survey found that 20% of the workers were extremely or very interested in moving to full-time remote work after even after the virus-related restrictions are lifted. So it looks like people are liking working from home for the most part. And if you're a tech person, you know, if you can do all of your work at home, it saves a lot of office space. It saves on commuting costs. It's kind of the new normal.
Microsoft in the focus number three with Xbox and how you use it or keep control of it in your family. This is interesting.
Yep, Microsoft has a new Xbox Family Settings app, and it's a new way for parents and guardians to manage how much time their kids spend gaming. It's also, they can write from their Android or iOS operating system, from their iPhone. Parents can keep tabs, set limits. They can also control who the kids can communicate with, which is a really good thing for safety, because a lot of those chat rooms, anyone can be in there, and a lot of, you know, adults with, you know, who are known sex offenders have been caught in those chat rooms with kids. So this is a really, it's a great way for parents to set some limits and know exactly what your kids are up to.
Good thing, that's for sure. Number two, Google, and some clarification here, Victoria.
Yep, Google is working on letting businesses add additional descriptors to their Google listings. So when you search for a company or a restaurant or a boutique or a business, whatever it is online, they're going to add another descriptor called attributes. And it's a short little note that lets you know what's going on for online services offered by the company. So, for example, if you're looking for a yoga studio that offers online classes, when you look up that yoga studio, you will now see what their online classes are, what their offerings are. And then there's a new tool called Reserve with Google, which allows you to actually book the appointments directly from the Google listing. So this is great news for small businesses right now, especially with restaurants. It's kind of confusing if they're doing curbside pickup, if they're doing delivery, all of that will now be listed just in the Google search results, which I think is going to be very helpful to a lot of small businesses.
All right, number one this week is a focus on a big data breach, one of these again.
One of these again, and you know, this is from Home Chef this time. So 8 million people, customer records have now been shown or have been spotted on the dark web in the marketplace. So, and unfortunately, right now with everyone being at home, everyone's cooking a lot more. So Home Chef and Sunbasket and Blue Apron, all of these meal delivery kits have really gone up in business. So this is, you know, there are a lot of people using these services right now. So if you are a Home Chef user, then you have to go into your account, change your password first, and then the other best thing that you can do is make sure that your credit reports are frozen. Because if they're frozen, then no one can open a new account in your name. You can't do anything about the data that's been stolen, but at least you can protect yourself in the future.
All right, there you go. Top five items from World of Technology. Research done by Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.